Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer, Shlach lecha anoshim, send for yourself men, v'yosuru aseret kenan, asher anino yisein levnei Yisrael, ish echod l'matea v'yisev tishlechu, kol nosi v'hem. So the Ramban asks, what was the big chait with the shlichus of the Meraglim? Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, first of all, later on he sent out people to spy out Yazer. Yehoshua, he sent out spies, he sent out Meraglim. And Befrat, Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, Vayita Beinei Hadover. I like this, it was a good idea. So the Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not send out Meraglim because they were questioning if the land is good or not. He wanted to see how to conquer it, and also that the Bnei Yisrael should have more of a desire to go there. They'll come back and they'll tell them how good it is, and they'll be mesameach the hearts of Yisrael. Turned out not like that. So the Altar of Kelm, he says a different nekuda over here. He says the Iker Chait of the Bnei Yisrael was Bzizus. Bzizus means they became tumult. They became overly agitated and excited. L'gabi Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said later on, "Vatikruvu ne'lai kulchem." So Rashi says over there, what does it mean kulchem? They all came to Vasachas. Yeah, they came in a tumult. Beruvuvia, Yelodim or Doichav Esaskenim, and they came mamish in a state of turmoil. Came without Menuchas HaNefesh, without thinking through exactly why they wanted the Meraglim, or why they wanted to go through with this. Because they were so afraid, and they were so choishish. Instead of being Saimach HaMoshe Rabbeinu, they were so afraid and so tzitumult that they came with a Mehirus and a Behilus. Tzitumult. So he says, Achidush, he says, that's why the Satan was Gaber on them, and he instilled in them, he injected in them the taiva of COVID to the extent that they were moiti dibal ha'aretz. And that was goyrim, that the whole Dor HaMidbar had to be nifter, and they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. There's a chiddush over here. And the Altar of Kelm is saying, generally speaking, midas is it's a keli to be able to get siyata d'shmaya. We know that one of the reasons why we were sent down here, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mated with us, so just give us Olam HaBazeh. What do we have to go down here and go through Olam HaZeh with all of its nesyonos? So the simple answer is it shouldn't be Nahama de Kisufa. It shouldn't be bread of embarrassment. If you get Tobis Keseder, then it already becomes, it becomes a bazaar for you to take it. But you do that, the Ramach says that the Midas are the Kalim with which to accept the Nyanim of Olam Haba, the Ruchni is the Kisrach. So you first have to develop those Kalim in order to be able to get the Shefa of Ruchni is in Olam Haba. But if you don't have the proper Midas, you don't have the Kalim to be able to accept that. So down here, the Kalim for Siyata Deshmaya is to develop your Midas. And the Midah of Behola, and the Midah of Tumul, and lack of Anuchas HaNefesh, that is an equal for Siyata Deshmaya. But that's the way normally the Herod. That's probably what happened over here as well. But he says, noch starker. That was the reason it gave the Sotan of Koyach to be misgaber over them and to be machnas in them the taiva of COVID. And with that, they were marshal the rest of Klal Yisrael. This is what Rasim Chazisel says. Vayishlach hoysa moishem imidbar poran al pi Hashem. Kulam anoshim, all men, roshei b'nei Yisrael heima. So Rashi says, "Kol anoshim shebimikro loshen chashivas." Va'isa shok sheirim hayu. They first went; they were kosher. So the Mefarshim ask a question. Rashi later on, pasuk chavov, it says over there, "Vayelchu vayavayu." They went and they came. So Rashi says, "Makish halichosan lebiyosan." We're makish; they're going to their coming. Just like when they came back, it was Be'etzera, Af Halichos and Be'etzera. Halichos was also Be'etzera. So it seems to contradict the first Rashi, because Rashi says that Oysa Shok Sheirim Hayu. So what's the Pshat? So I once heard the Pshat, I'll be a Pasuk that we've quoted in the past. There's a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kapitel Yuzayin Posik Tes. It's a scary posik. Okoiv Halev Mikoil. The heart is crooked from all of the different krumkeiten that lurk within. V'onershu. It's sick. It's diseased. Mieda enu. Rashi teaches. Person thinks to himself, who knows what's going on inside of me? Over the emesis, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's going on inside of me. But the Baal Muzer say, Mieda enu. Who is capable of knowing what goes down deep inside the person? There's a big, gigantic room in there with all kinds of krumkeiten. And a person has to constantly be aware of that. There's kamos sibis that are going for a person to decide how he's going to act in his lifetime. And a person has to constantly be awake to all of these motivators within him to know exactly what is the motivation. I once mentioned, maybe more than once, that they once asked the nephew of the Alter of Kelm, what was the koyach of his grandfather? So he said, of his uncle. So he said, my uncle was like a lion tamer in the circus. I had a lion tamer. He says, the lion tamer, if he's in that ring with the lion or lions sometimes, he has to be in top shape physically and mentally. He has to be aware of every movement of the lion. He has to be aware of any hint on the expression of the lion, if he's ready to jump, if he's ready to get angry, and he has to react accordingly. And if he's off even by 1 second, what could happen to him? He says, that was my uncle. He was aware of the lion inside of him. He was aware of the bear inside of him. He was aware of every single behemoth which is inside of him, each one which is with its different bad midas. And he was mamish on top of the situation, and he knew how to react to each one of these inyanim. That's pshat, miyei da'enu. Who is capable of knowing that? Yaakov Kamenetsky's Zatzal said that the same way in the Torah, there's pshat, and there's remez, and there's drush, and there's soid. Within the person, there's also pshat, and remez, and drush, and soid. The pshat is the way you see the person, you know, Shutchi is the way he acts over here. But behind that, within the person, there's a remez, and there's a drush, and there's a soid, and there's tifa cheshbainis. I think he says, that's the pshat in kloyois yoyatzais. What does that mean? Eitzes come from different parts of the person. It could come from the heart, it could come from the physical. And a person doesn't even realize it. What is motivating me exactly to do what I'm doing? The Alter from Slabotka is, once the Slabotka, the yeshiva was up a whole night. And in the morning they davened and had a kiddush right afterwards, and the Rebbetzin, she made the mezainis for everybody. Everybody's eating by the kiddush. So the Alter is sitting with Rebbe Zalman, and he says, so you're talking that the bachur stayed up all night to eat the cake. Mrs. Allen cooked them on. They're like, well, why should you say that? She says, it's a Ferish Gemara. Ferish Gemara is Gemara Moed Cotton. Gemara Moed Cotton says there was one Amira that sat Shiva for his brother-in-law. So another Amira told him, you want these Sudas Havara, that's why you're sitting Shiva. So what's the shot in that Gemara? Fellow wants to sit Shiva for his brother-in-law. I'm such a gewaldig, noble thing. You know, he's so sin. Must have been mechabed his wife also that lost her brother. And here he's telling him such as, ach, are you hungry? You want food? What's the pshat? So Alta says, zikha, that was not the siba. But in every action that a person does, he has to dissect what are the motivators, what's the inspiration behind it. And in every single thing, there could be a daksha bedak that is motivated by not such a good thing. That's what the Alter was saying with the cake. It could be that they stood up for the cake for Shneitzer. So Bakti and Mamish, the Gedoylem, that were Talmidim, they're up a little bit, you know, behind it was that. So that's the pshat over here. V'oysa shor ksheirim hayu. They were ksheirim. The FLP king, that was ksheirim on the Olam HaPshat, which means they didn't plan it yet. They didn't, you know, it wasn't Dolal Siflam. Oh, but deep down inside, there were the roots already. Maybe there was root of COVID, of type of COVID, or whatever, which Taka the Zohar HaKadosh says, that they were negeh b'dover, because for some reason they thought that when they go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lose their chashuva position. So they thought, we want to stay over here. They themselves didn't realize it. They themselves, you know, it was hidden deep beyond, right? Who could know what's deep down inside? The plot, they actually came out with it later on. But already in the beginning, the roots of the motivation were there, and could be they didn't even realize it. So Rashi says, may Hashem save you from the eights of the miraglim. So how do you have to understand, why did Moshe Rabbeinu daven only for Yeshua and not for the other miraglim? Moshe Rabbeinu was the man of Yisrael. He loved everybody in Klal Yisrael. So Vadai, if he would have been worried for them, he wouldn't have been lazy. He would have davened for them as well. So I'm going to Rabbi Yankiv Yosef, Rav HaKoil of New York, Zechatzavi L'Kodesh L'Bracha, Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, says that even though it's Mavur and the Zohar HaKodesh, that the Meraglim had a Negiyas. Moshe Rabbeinu felt that Anoshim Gedolim, everybody has their Negiyas, and people overcome their Negiyas. But by Yeshua, he was afraid of a special Negiyas. In last week's parasha, it says that Eldad Umeidad Misnavim Bamachna. Chazal say, the Medrash says, what were they saying? Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnas. Yeshua got angry at them, and he said, Adonai Moshe Kloim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that because of his tremendous battles to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was so oduk and kosher to him, so his negius was different than everybody else's. Everybody else's was their own negius, a personal negius, but his was a frumin negius. And a frumin negius is a more dangerous kind of a negius, because if there's a frumkeit involved, you can talk yourself into it. I'm doing the right thing. So he bedavke needed that bracha, because of that frumin negiyas, because he was afraid that because of his battles to Moshe, he wouldn't want to part with his Rebbe. And the emphasis with that, he explains the Targum, the Targum Yonis, and says, when he saw the anov of Yeshua, he davened, what shaykh is davke the anov? So the simple pshat Mefarshim say is because the teva of an onav is to give in to the other guy. So Menahel Machmas says anav, he would say maybe taka they're right. Lefidus, it comes out very good. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw his midas anav and he's totally mevatel himself to Moshe and he feels he still needs a Rebbe and he feels that he's not right to be the leader. So Menahel, that frum and the gias would be a goyim for him to get slept along with the Meraglim, and that's why he bedafke needed that special bracha. We're not going to be able to go out against the nation in the land of Canaan. You would say, he's stronger than us. The Gemara in Saita, Daflam and Haman, Allah says, Omru Mimenu Kalape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said that they are stronger, kaviyachol, than HaKadosh Baruch. They said, afilu balabayis, ain't yachol hoitzi kelim misham. Even the balabayis can't take his kelim out of over there. It's a plia, mamash, a plia atzuma. You're talking about over here, the Dor HaMidbar, they went out of Mitzrayim, they saw the Nisim, they saw what was done to Mitzrayim, they saw Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw Mount Torah. So were they tipshim to say such a ridiculous thing? That the that's to show them that the Canaan are stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Zikne HaChasidim, the Ger HaChasidim, they said over that the Imre Yemes, Zechatzavi B'Kodesh L'Vracha, a few weeks before the outbreak of World War II, he spoke about the Zim. And he said the following. He said, the Meraglim, they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they saw the people that lived in the land, they were mushkosim, anshe midas hein, chazal say midas mushkosis. So how could that possibly be? Eretz Yisrael, such a land full of kedusha, how's it shaykh for people to be such mushkosim that the Torah warns us you're not supposed to be like them? They're the worst of the worst. So how could that be? The Teretz says, I came to the conclusion, because the Kedusha is so great, says Elu Umazeh, the Torah is so great. There's a Chazal, I believe, that says that Eretz Eichelos Yeshveha, that they saw the Ruach HaKadosh, the future, that people are going to be Chaitim over there, they'll be over there by the Zara. I think Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld says they saw the Tziyonim, right? They saw the future, they saw what was going to happen over there. Because Zelu Umazeh, the Koiches HaTum are very great over there. That's why they said, Ki Chozak Hu Mimenu. What's Pshat? The Koich HaTumah is so strong that it's going to overpower. We're not going to be able to be in the Yoni Kedusha. And the Mela, we're not going to have that Siyata Deshmaya. If you want to add a Litvish touch to it, you do a Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner says, Tnu Oizle Leikim, we give Koich to Hashem. Hashem set up the Bria in such a way that we, with our Torah, Mais and Toivim, could be awful as if we're given Koich to HaKadosh Baruch. So if that's the case, if the Koiches HaTumah is so great, and we won't be able to stand up to the Koiches HaTumah, Memela, we're not going to be able to give Koich to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ki Chozak Hu Mimenu. It sounds like a very good cheshbon. So where was their mistake? Zok Dimrei Emes. The mistake is that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Nisayon, he gives the Koiches to overcome the Nisayon, to clear the hurdles. That's where their chait was, that they should have known that already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring a Nisayon on a person more than what he's b'kayach of handling, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be shoylet on the Yetzer Hara. He's not going to put a person into an impossible situation. And the Zikna Hasidim say that he was meramez to the Shrekhalka times that were coming. And those that survived said that these words of the Rebbe gave them chizuk in the worst time shayach. They were able to be mischazik. So that's where their mistake was, and that's a lesson. That's a lesson to all of us. You know, everybody goes through his difficult periods, and Davisnazayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu places a person in a difficult matzah, but he gives him the siyata d'shmaya to survive it. And Adarav, I saw a memra last week, a zog, the Rav Hagoyin HaTzadik, Gedalia Eisman, who's mashgiach in yeshivas called Teira. So he used to say in Yiddish, Asigeit yeh, geit nisht. If things go easy, something wrong. Asigeit nisht, geit yeh. If you see that there's ikuvim of the avoide, the advice is that the Yetzirah wants to put barriers in your avoide, then geit yeh. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Yetzirah the koyach to place the nisyonis in our way, he zichur gives us the koyach to be able to overcome those nisyonis. That's a tremendous lesson. From this week's parasha, the Yeshua ben Nun, the Kolav ben Yefune, Hoyu min ha'anoshim ahem. Hoyu min ha'anoshim ahem. Ha'hoychem loser es ha'aretz. So Rashi says, Ma talmud loymer hoyu min ha'anoshim ahem. Ela melamed she'enoklu chelkon shel meraglam ba'aretz. They took the chelik of the meraglim in the land, v'komu tachteyam l'chayim, and they stood instead of them for life. So Gemara Masechtas Chagiga Daf Tezvav and Aleph. Bora tzadikim, bora rishon, bora gan Eden, bora Gehenna. Kol echad ve'echad yesh lo shnei chalokim. Everybody has a chelik oy b'gan Eden, oy b'Gehenna. If a fellow was Zoyche, he takes his chaluk of Gan Eden and the chaluk of his friend. If he's not Zoyche, so then he gets Gehenna and the chaluk of others. So what's the pshat? Why does he get the chaluk of his friend? So I think we mentioned a couple of weeks ago what the Chofetz Chaim said. Did I mention what the Chofetz Chaim said about Rav Kiva Eger? Chofetz Chaim once spoke in a yeshiva in Lodz, and he said like this, he was always wondering. Says Rav Kiva Eger, wherever he writes, he mamash sheds light on everything. Whether it's his the Gilyan Hashas, whether it's the Chedushim, Gevaldige Chedushim, whether it's Shaios HaTshuvos Rav Kiva Eger, whether it's his Hagoyis on the Shulchan Aruch, Akashim, anything. He just sheds light on everything. He was Zoyche to Torah that they weren't Zoyche before him or after him. Mamash like Neshayach. So he says, he just lived within the last 100 years. How's a shaykh, a person like that? He rose to be on such a madrega way better than people before him or after him. So I was thinking about this a lot. And I came to the conclusion, because Rav Akiva Eiger lived in the times of the Haskalah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down Molei Bracha and Siyata Deshmaya to the world. So if people are willing to take it, so each one gets his chelik. But that was when everybody left the Beis Medrash, the Baal Teknesias, the Baal Teknesias were empty. And it was punked at that time that Rav Akiva Eiger was Omer V'Yogeya, connected who knows how many people. So he was like, he took all the Siyata Deshmaya. This is what the Chofetz Chaim said about Rav Akiva Eiger. So that's really the pshat over here. He went against the crowd, he went against the rabbim, and he ended up taking the bracha of the rabbim. That's the same thing over here with Yeshua ben Nun, the Kovah ben Yefunah, how you went on Osher Mahim Atom. That's exactly what Rashi is saying. They remained the Yechidim when the other people gave up their Siyata Deshmaya, and they were zeichet to the bracha of those people. Over Shabbos, there, Shabbos Sheva brachas in Fallsburg. So one of the Zaydis, a friend of mine, is in Machut now, Rav Dovin Heinemann, Shlita, he said over in Tresant Tezach, he said, the guy, he came to the Oilam Ha'emes Lachem Eves from Shon. So he had to face the Bez Nishol Maila. So he put the scale, they put the mitzvahs on the scale up, Baruch Hashem, Yivaldi, the scale is way down. Then they start putting on the Anveiris, and slowly but surely, it evens out exactly. 50-50 was Tutman, it's against the Tumul, whatever. She has a choice, either he can go to Gehenna, or he can come down as a Gil. And we'll give you the choice of what you want to do. You want to go to Gehenna, or you want to go come down as a Gil? So he thinks. He says, it depends. What does it depend on? Where's the oil going? We get the oil. In other words, the guy was going to Gehenna, he's willing to go to Gehenna, the guy was going to Gilbert. You know, that is a big machla of today. What's everybody else doing? You know, Ma'il of Yeshua and Kolev is that they remain Yechidim. When people remain Yechidim, they're zoichet to everybody else's Yata Deshmaya. And the emes is, it applies to us as well. You see how the Charedish Kehil, how it's mamish, it's multiplying, the Olam HaTorah is getting greater and greater and greater. We're still Yechidim. There's millions of Yidden. The Rav of Klal Yisrael is Rechon Islam, not from. There are no Shaykhs to Torah, to Emunah, to Yerushalayim. We are being Zoicha in that Siyata Deshmaya. That's exactly what's happening today. And you see the Yiddish Kehillah is being built up with such beauty and such Kiddush and such a finkite. It's Moedig. The Torah ends off with the parish of Tzitzis. Hayem Shalom Moshe, Darul Ne'elosu and Tzitzis, Al-Khamfim Ne'em Le'erasam, Ne'osim Al Tzitzis, Hakonah Psil Tcheles. So first of all, you have to understand what is the inyan of the Tzitzis that go beyond the Begin. What is that coming to teach us? With the Tcheles also, and also what's the connection? The mitzvah Zechilis Yitzias Mitzrayim is Bedavka mentioned in the parsha of Tzitzis. Hagam, your Yoytze, with other psukim that are Nageyat Yitzis Mitzrayim. Over Lamaisa, the pasuk which we say is associated with the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and Tzitzis is associated with Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. What's the pshat? What's the connection? So I once heard the pshat, and I think it might be Geboit on the Maral, that says that the Arba Kanfis Ha'oretz, the Arba Kanfis represent the gvulim that a person has, his boundaries. He's koritz mechaymer, he's made from the ground, he has gashmius dikinitias, and with that he has boundaries. Over, he has the ability to go beyond those boundaries. Tzitzis, the same gematria, is tariyak mitzvahs, like Rashi brings down. Tzitzis is gematria 600, and you have the 8 chutim, and you have the 5 ksharim. Is Begamatria 613. The mitzvahs allow us to become a different bria, that we're not mugbul, we're not limited. We're lamailam and ateva. And you see that, Taka, that in a world that hates us, betachlis asinah, our way of life, and we're sprouting mamish in a way beyond the goyim. That's the lamailam and ateva. So that's what the tzitzis represent. They go beyond the borders of the beged to show us that if we keep the mitzvahs, and especially the tchelas, where we have our machshavas up to Shamayim, and we're focusing on our neshama, the neshama is l'mailo from the guf. And that's the inyan of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The word Mitzrayim means borders. When we were in Mitzrayim, we were mugbo. We couldn't realize our potential. We were going to have Ram Yitzchak V'Yankiv. We had Helig and Neshamas. The Yichus was Nechayach. But we were not able to realize our potential. Ani Hashem Alikeichem. Asher Yitzchak Yitzchem Yeres Mitzrayim. I took you out of the land of the borders, Lias Lachem Leilikim. If you take a kabbal me as your Bayre Yoylem and you keep my mitzvahs, then you'll take be out of those borders and you'll be Lamai Lamanatev. I would in shots.